Call Sabatino with Roland Smith, and we are back, and thank you so much for tuning in. Let's continue on. Roland, please.
Well, I have something here that I'd like to share with you and to our and for our listeners also. You know, there were 56 men signed the Declaration of Independence back in 1776. Now, history rarely records, Carl, what happened to some of them. I've got a list here, and I think it's pretty interesting. Five signers were captured by the British as traitors and tortured before they died. 12 had their homes ransacked and burned. 2 lost their sons serving in the Revolutionary War, and another had 2 sons captured. 9 of the 56 fought and died from wounds or hardships of the war. Now, these men, Carl, were not ruffians or rabble-rousers. They were well-spoken men. Many had great educations. 24 of the 56 were lawyers and jurists. 11 were merchants, 9 were large plantation owners. They signed the Declaration of Independence knowing full well that the penalty would be death if they got caught or captured. Signer Carter Braxton was a wealthy planter and trader. He died in rags. The properties of Dillard, Hall, Clymer, Walton, Glimminet, Hayward, Rutledge, and Middleton were all looted. Thomas Nelson Jr. and Thomas McCain died bankrupt. Francis Lewis's wife was jailed and she died there. John Hart had to flee his dying wife's bedside. His children fled for their lives. He died of exhaustion. Norris and Livingston had to hide out in forests and caves. Now, I wonder, Carl, how many people today would, in the words of the Declaration of Independence, mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor, all for the sake of freedom?
That's a tough question to answer. I wonder how many. I don't know. I would say that, but given the remarkable courage of our warriors who have fought for and died for this country, from Vietnam in my era all the way up through Afghanistan, and now once again back in Iraq, I think they're there. They're just there in a different way. I think they're there in a different way because the times are so remarkably different. But those were extraordinarily remarkable men who created something beyond not only their lifetime, but beyond the structure of the human existence on this planet. That's how remarkable it was.
There's some wonderful books, history books out there of modern-day authors and researchers who have put together stories that we never heard as a kid. That to me, the stories of revolutionary time and the sacrifices that they made truly allow one to understand the greatness of America.
I remember one of my history teachers at New York University, which I am an alumnus, said to me that these were men out of, and I didn't understand it quite at the time, but I have a better feel for it now. These were men out of their time. They literally were men beyond the thinking of their own time into what is now this time. And that's a quantum leap.
And we also have to include women in there, too.
Absolutely.
Because most of these guys probably wouldn't have done something if they didn't have the support of their spouses.
Absolutely. And we get back to the contributions of American women in all our wars, okay, which is why we celebrate this. And just now we're finally getting to that point where their contributions are being heralded than they should have been long ago. But it was, again, the time. We have to put these remarkable men in their place in time. And in their place in time, it really was a man's world. And that is no longer the case. It was a white man's world in that respect, okay? Mm-hmm. There was slavery in this country, and on it went. But what they did was out of that reach in time. If you look at I'm a words guy. I love words. If you read the words carefully, they're remarkable in their construction, in their meaning. They're just remarkable. And I've read the Declaration of Independence and all the preambles to it. You got to read it. And if you do, it's remarkable in what it says.
And it's eloquent.
Oh, without question.
And certainly elegant. I remember reading a story once where the debate was going on before everybody started to sign the Declaration of Independence. And apparently there was some contention. Well, we knew there was contention, but it was going on pretty hot and heavy. And supposedly there was a voice from the gallery that stood up, or just the voice came and said, "God meant America to be free." And everybody looked around, but they couldn't tell where it came from. And to this day, they still don't know. But they say at that point in time, each member of the Continental Congress walked up and started to sign the Declaration of Independence.
Extraordinary. What a moment. Yeah. Coming up, Roland, love that. That's remarkable stuff. Coming up, The Virtues of Captain America on Smith Sabatino. Stay with us.
America Weekend. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
He dropped out of school when he was 12 to take care of his younger brothers. He held odd jobs for years.
At 40, he started a small service station where he lived and worked. He thought he'd try serving food to his customers. His living quarters doubled as the dining room.
People flocked to his place, so he moved to a nearby motel with a restaurant attached.
Then disaster struck. A new interstate diverted people miles away.
He was 65 years old and bankrupt.
He used his first Social Security check to start selling franchises. That's how Colonel Sanders built KFC into a household name.
His secret recipe? Never give up, and you'll eventually be a big success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A riveting crime series about a rich, murderous man with ice in his veins. The Jinx is a real-life killer thriller. I'm in!
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
It was October 12th, 1996, game one of the ALCS. Derek Jeter stepped up to the plate, and suddenly, this 12-year-old took his place in baseball history.
It's a high fly ball to right deep, going back to Starasco. To the wall, he's under it now, and it's taken away from him by a fan, and they're going to call it a home run. I can't believe it.
So where is Jeffrey Mayer now? Jeffrey's still all about baseball. He was a first-team all-conference player at Wesleyan University, where in 2006 he became the school's all-time leader in hits. And he was a baseball skills instructor for the actors in the ESPN miniseries The Bronx is Burning.
Wow, it's pretty unbelievable, and I didn't think it would ever happen to me.
Jeffrey Mayer. Just don't mention his name in Baltimore. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Rude, crude, socially unacceptable, and stupidly funny. That Ted is one jacked up teddy bear. But man,
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.